She gone fishing all the time. He be gone fishing too.
Oh, you know what that means. It's time for a fishing report. Leaf's here. Hey, Leaf.
Hey, how's it going there, Deputy Dizzle Dazzle?
Well, it's going pretty good. It's awfully warm. I've been in the river for other reasons here lately, other than fishing. I know you've been fishing, and that's what we're here about.
Yeah, well, I've been in the river for the same reason as you, and for fishing. Cooling off and for fishing.
You get to do double duty. You can just cool off and then dip a line. How's it been going? I mean, I'm guessing the river's down to the... We don't have any unsafe areas, is that correct?
There's still some strong push in a few spots. On the 60-year average, it's below that, but it, I'd say it's above average for the last, 10, 20 years. Definitely pushing pretty good still, but, you could probably make your way across it as I have in a few spots now, as far as the main stem, Methow, and easily crossing the Twisp and Chewook, and definitely in those rivers, I would say there's no real danger. Yeah. Very soft, gentle water when I went up there, fishing the other day. Look for the Twisp to fish well for the next probably week or two. It likes to try to get hotter and comes down a little faster than the Chewook, which will kind of perform a little bit later into the year, especially in the case the evening hatches all the way until it closes on August 15th. I remember having a phenomenal day until 9 o'clock at night on the closer day. So
interesting.
Look for the hatch, the hopper season to be in full spin, and just doing really good, having fun in the morning, having to kind of mix it up a little bit, small bugs, maybe doing some nymphing, some swinging, and also the same in the late afternoon. But in the middle of the day, crashing on those hoppers, and been seeing some split wing stones and some golden stones, and they're looking really good out there, popping off nice and big and changing the attitude of these fish. They've been really getting bold and smashing some flies, been seeing some huge fish.
Yeah, it's dinner time for fish right now. There's just all kinds of bugs.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I had a great trip out with local artist Perry Howard and her husband Craig, and it was great to get to get her some hours, some repetition, and just we caught a lot of littles and middles, and that's what I really aim to do with those people that just need the repetition. We don't really want to put them into, like I've said before, those giant fish where we're just going to leave them with a lip ring or whatever, and just try to get them some repetition on casting, mending, setting hooks, retrieving fish.
So this was her first time out?
With me, yeah. They got out with Sarah last year, I think it was, and had fun with her too.
Okay.
But I was glad to get my shot. Any time I get to get some of these local folks out that I know, or these returning folks like my buddy Robin, who came back for the umpteenth time. He's come back to me a lot of times. We got him into about a 22-inch a cuddy in about the first 15 minutes of our trip the other night. I'd spooked a couple of them up on my lunch break, or well, what have you, between. I was trying to squeeze in my own fishing time between job A and job B. Left myself a little bit of time, only needed a fraction of it when I pulled up a nice cuddy. And I found her boyfriend to be sitting within a shoebox distance from her in this one spot. I brought him up like three times, and it occurred to me, oh yeah, I bet your client would really love a shot at this fish. So put him in the change basket and waited for a little bit, came back an hour later with Robin, and sure enough, that fish was so nice. I missed him probably three times. I was just so pumped up and overexcited, and maybe it's a little ring rust from not being out in a while, but as far as just being behind the oars and watching everybody else fish. Uh-huh. But he also threw five different casts over this fish, and about the time it was starting to not even look at the dead drift, I said, all right, just throw it out, stack it right on top of his nose, and land it straight on him instead of trying to drift from above. And kerslurp on the big old green drake, and you'll see a picture of that one on my, I think, Fish of the Week on the website.
Oh,
there.
Cool. So that definitely makes return customers.
Oh, yeah. We have a good time each time. He's a good guy. I like those guys that are younger than me. Then I know we can really get some hours in there, and maybe I will tire out before they do for a change. So, yeah, just been really great. Been seeing some incredible pictures of the backcountry still.
Mm-hmm.
I know that lowland stuff is probably getting a little bit warm. So also, look to either do super early or super late on those still waters in the lowland, or just head to the high country if you can. I mean, there's some shorter stuff too. If you're not able to walk long distances, there's Black Pine Lake, there's Buck Lake. There's the Tiffany's, a very short hike, relatively long drive, though, about 30 miles from Winthrop. And Roger Lake, you know, it's very, very, you know, you're oftentimes going to be up to your shins in water. So know that going in there, but there's definitely a ring of dry land around that thing where you could fish from shore. Or in a lot of these cases where you have a short walk, that's always a great opportunity to bring in a floating device and kind of up your chances that way.
There
for
you
sure.
go.
So I would advise, though, you know, getting staying in the river, staying cool by staying wet, and then also heading up to the high country just because it's going to be at least, what, 10 degrees, 20 degrees cooler up there usually.
We're all going to be taking the cooler options, I think.
That's right. And, you know, if anybody would like any more info on what those options are as far as fishing tips, booking trips, I recommend you do that soon because I'm filling up the rest of my calendar for this summer pretty quickly. You can always get a hold of me at 509-429-7298. You can get a hold of me at metalfishingadventures@gmail.com. And you can always check out that blog or podcast at Flyfishers Pro Shop. And I'd like to thank all those good folks over at North 40 for sponsoring this fishing report, where they have the Crippled Dun, I believe, as their bug of the week. Always a nice $1.50, super good deal. And I went in there looking for my hippie stompers, but it looks like everybody else did too, because they tapped out the purples, but they also got a couple more in different colors over there, that too. So you can order anything that they've got there in the store to your door at north40flyshop.com. And hey, y'all, keep that sunblock on. Keep at least halfway wet. Take care of one another. Get that fish right home, baby. Let your life be your sweet wife.